This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Pivot Bio. I'm Mark Magnuson. It's a big week for President Trump's tariffs, with the issue set to be addressed in court. The Supreme Court is set to hear challenges to President Trump's tariffs brought by small businesses in several states. Critics argue that the 1977 law doesn't grant the president the emergency tariff powers he claims, asserting instead that such authority belongs to Congress. We will hear more next.
They say that good things come in threes, and now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with three modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
President Trump's pick for chief agricultural negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office, Julie Callahan, argued in favor of using tariffs as a trade tool at her Senate confirmation hearing.
We really have an unprecedented opportunity to use the leverage of the reciprocal tariffs to open markets around the world, including, most importantly, developing countries, emerging markets, where there's opportunities to increase our market share.
A ruling from the Supreme Court could either confirm the president's influence over trade or force a return to traditional, slower-moving legislative methods to reduce trade barriers. Separately, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on CNN's State of the Union that the administration has decided not to appeal two court rulings requiring the use of emergency funds to partially support the SNAP program.
But there's a process that has to be followed, so we got to figure out what the process is. President Trump wants to make sure that people get their food benefits.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said recently that emergency funds couldn't be used for SNAP while the program remains inactive during the government shutdown. That claim is at odds with the use of those funds during the 2019 shutdown. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the latest episode of Pods of Potential under the podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.